Speaking to a crowd in his hometown of Wausau, Dave Obey led his famous anger show when he was asked about his son, who works for a private organization that supports more funding for national parks. Obey defended the $2 billion for parks in the federal stimulus package he helped write and said his son won't see a penny of the money.
My son doesn't gain any economic benefit from the Park Service. He simply happens to follow the same values his old man has, and he supports the idea that public parks ought to be expanded and that they ought to be protected from special interest. And I'm proud of it. Get your facts straight before you repeat this drivel that you hear on television.
He said the charge about his son was part of a strategy by the Republican Party to oppose the initiatives of the new president. And he said their unanimous opposition to the stimulus package came despite his efforts to include their suggestions.
I think it was hysterical opposition, not historic. And I think they have simply made a strategic decision that they want Obama to have full ownership of everything that happens, and so they will find any excuse they can not to cooperate.
Obey described himself as the lead pony in crafting the largest spending bill in United States history, which he says still won't be enough to completely turn the economy around.
Yes, this is a big package, but you don't shoot a grizzly bear with a BB gun.
And Obey was bleak about the near future, saying even with the most optimistic projections, unemployment will still climb to 9% before it starts to go down. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.